All right. Welcome to the Dad's Guide to Meditation. We're going to see from a different perspective today how to stay mindful and how dads incorporate meditative techniques in the household. Forgive our children if you hear their sounds in the background. There's only so much recording we can do while they're asleep or at school. Especially when this dad works too. Now, the whole time. Yeah, go on the carpet. Better. So I would like to introduce Alex. He's my husband and, personal opinion, the best father. So I wanted to bring him in and get his perspective. Now, he isn't in the meditation space like I am. So naturally, I talk about meditation and mindfulness, but we haven't really talked about it in terms of how we're raising our family. So if you're on my social media, you see that I bring all three kids into my meditations. But as far as having this conversation, this is a first for us. So I'm excited to hear what he has to say about it all. And I hope you are too. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you in this space. Just to begin, how do you achieve mindfulness during your day?
Mindfulness, not meditation, I guess, is just kind of finding some time to yourself. So my big one is in the morning, especially before work. If I can get some time to myself before the kids wake up, kind of do my routine, kind of stay in my space, think about the day, think about what I want out of the day, and then kind of recap how yesterday was. Doesn't always happen. Sometimes the kids wake up and kind of ruin my space there, but if that happens, I just, you know, take the time, quiet drive to work, just think about my day and kind of try to do it there. And usually I try to get to work at least a few minutes early before the hustle and bustle starts, to try and kind of do the same in my office, set myself up, set up my nest, as we say it, and kind of do that.
That's awesome. That's what we call it when I have talked about setting up a space for the kids. When we're meditating, it's like, make them a little nest.
That's funny.
I know. So, yeah. It's great. Would you call that your meditation? Because I know you hesitated.
Yes,
with
to an extent, yeah. If I can get a workout in throughout the day, that counts. It's kind of my meditation. I don't listen to music when I run or when I work out. So I just kind of am in my mind space and just the quiet. Try to empty my mind.
That's perfect.
Either that, or then if I have a day to go dedicate to skiing or something, that's quiet. I do have music, but usually the quiet parts of it is when I...
That's awesome.
Myself, yeah.
I love that. So how do you help your children achieve mindfulness? I know you were saying that, like, if they wake up before you go to work, that can kind of throw a wrench in your practice.
Yeah.
But how do you help them achieve mindfulness?
I guess for them, I think people do it without knowing a lot of times. Like,
okay.
You know, there's songs and stuff like, hey, if you're mad, count to 10 or whatever. Stop, breathe, count to 3.
Daniel Tiger.
I think that's like a, without like putting a label on it, I think that's the way people can do it. And that's obviously we practice some of that stuff with them. Or, hey, stop and breathe. Don't whine. Think about what you want to say. And kind of get them back into their own space to like regroup and then go about their actions.
But you're also married to me. Do you think this is a part... that's common in most households?
I don't know. I think it is. I think people do it without labeling it as like meditation or mindfulness, but without thinking, like imparting that onto their kids. And obviously we have identified it as, you know, being mindful and stuff, so we can focus on those aspects with their relationship with each other, with us, with general environment.
Cool.
So I think for me, that's, I guess, how I contribute.
Okay.
You know, like the deep breaths. I know they take the deep breaths from watching you meditate. And so we can, like, hey, remember your deep breaths. And then they can breathe that way. So,
all right. So in that, do you think meditation is an important part of the household? Or do you think it's kind of one of those could take or leave?
No, I think it's important. So them watching us kind of be in our space, that's the example for them to kind of, like, again, regroup into
Definitely.
Their space. So I think it's important to not only have it for yourself, but be able to communicate to them what you're doing and why and how that works. And obviously it's hard for them to understand when they're so young, but like Lex, the older one now, is getting it. He understands it a little more. And as they grow up, it just kind of becomes part of who they are, I think. So
exactly.
Yes. Important.
That's what we talk about a lot. All right. We've identified you agree that it's an important part of the household. But how do you help your spouse, me, pass on meditation and mindfulness to your kids? We've kind of talked about how you help the kids achieve mindfulness, and that's your part. But how do you see yourself helping me pass that on?
I think my part is also your part, though. So in reinforcing your teachings,
cool.
I think that's kind of how they could, oh, it's important to both of them.
Right.
And then if I am present while you're doing a meditation, even if it's with meditation with them or and the other one's kind of trying to interrupt or whatever, like I can say, no, shh, gotta be quiet. This is their time to focus. We can have time later or something like that.
Okay.
So, but I think the big one is the reinforcement of the
ideals. Oh, for sure. Yeah, because we talk about, or I guess I've talked on a couple of different episodes about how having like a space for the kids to play quietly or like just letting them go play when they're done is huge. And having you there to kind of help facilitate that is awesome. And I have seen / heard you doing that a little bit, which is always bringing a smile to my face. Is there anything else you want to add about meditation and mindfulness from a father's perspective?
I think people, especially males in our society, probably misjudge what meditation means or how it could be applied. Like, it's not just yoga and om and whatever. Like, you can take time to meditate doing anything in your life if you just take a second to whatever, you know. And so I think it doesn't have to be this, I don't know, rigid, like, this is meditation, this is meditation. It can be flexible, it can be whatever you want it to be. So I think people kind of misunderstand that aspect of it. And I think that's kind of good to promote, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're married to a meditation teacher. I'm like, I had a whole episode on your life as meditation, and I feel like you definitely have taken those aspects that I've shared with you and kind of put that to heart that, again, like, we haven't really had this conversation, like, talked about it this much in depth, and so that's really cool to hear your perspectives, what you're taking in. I love that. So thank you for sharing your experience with us. And I personally loved having you here to...
And the background.
to sit with me for a while. And we'll have you back next week for another discussion with Dad as we talk about meditation with your spouse and how to keep the connection with kids running around. So... You know, because naturally they like to pull some of the focus away from the relationship. So this one's going to be a good one.
All right. See ya.